Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. The government plans to offer permanent terms to junior secondary school intern teachers by 2026 to prevent strikes. Meanwhile, the Treasury seeks public input for the 2026 finance bill. Wiper leader Kalonzo Musyoka has criticized alleged secret sales of national assets and reckless debt. The EACC reports tracing 22.9 billion shillings in illicit wealth and recovering 3.4 billion shillings. President Ruto made new appointments to a trade agency, while public participation begins on selling a 15% Safaricom stake. IEBC chair Ethekon warned against political interference, stating election theft is impossible. Kenya and the UK have boosted their health partnership, and Ikolomani residents demand rights to gold-rich land after clashes. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics.
No significant updates in politics today.
In business.
Parliament seeks public views on the government's 15% Safaricom stake sale. The High Court ordered the government to pay 24 billion shillings to a sugar investor over a failed land deal. KenGen assures stable power supply through hydropower. Credit Bank aims to raise 4.5 billion shillings. NCBA and HEVA target the creative economy with new financing.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the onlinekenyan.com.